From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Some 300-plus Republican Party supporters attended the Lincoln County Republican Party's pig roast Tuesday night in Hobbs at the event center. Yvette Herrill, who was scheduled to be the keynote speaker, at the last moment was called back to Washington, D.C. to vote on the debt ceiling bill, which she voted against. But she did address the crowd by phone.
I just so appreciate everybody there, and I just want you to know it's my greatest honor to be here, even in this fight that we're in against sheer stupidity.
Republican Minority Whip Leader Jim Townsend of Artesia was asked to give the keynote address.
You know, it's amazing as I look out across this group. You don't know how wonderful it is to see this many people without a mask on. It's time to roll up our sleeves, push it all aside where we were disgruntled about this, that, or the other.
Carlsbad police continue their investigation into the shooting death of 22-year-old Eduardo Otero Jr. Sunday night near Cruz Hernandez Park, that according to Carlsbad police. Police responded to calls of shots fired at that neighborhood park around 8:30 p.m. Sunday. Officers found Otero, who was later transported to the Carlsbad Medical Center and was pronounced dead. Anyone with information on this case are asked to call Carlsbad police. Lovington police arrested 26-year-old Christopher Mann and his wife, 26-year-old Jordan Mann, both of Lovington, for allegedly stealing copper wire from the former cheese plant in Lovington. The couple were charged with conspiracy to commit burglary, among other felonies. After nearly 9 months after an Amber Alert was issued for 3-year-old Oseo Ernesto Rico of Razo, he has been located safe, that according to state police. Police believe that the boy was in the company of his father, Jorge Rico Rivera. Rivera is charged with first-degree murder in the death of the boy's mother, and he remains at large. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.